The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Everyone, welcome to the show. First off, I want to send a big positive burst of energy to everyone. We are all in this together out there. I know that's going on. What we're going to talk about today is the shifting energy in astrology. And I was doing a lot of research on this. Last week, we were speaking about different things with this shift, but we're going to talk about it a little bit more and how I'm finding some interesting synchronicities. In metaphysics and energy healing, we are focusing on the energy side of it. I want everybody to know right up front, we're not here to try to replace the medical teams that are trained in that with everything going on out there. But from a metaphysical point of view, I want to show and point out some things that I find interesting. And also, with energy healing, we're working with releasing lower frequencies. I've been getting a lot of questions. So a lot of the questions I will answer today are to answer several people at the same time, because we've had a lot. So I want to focus on some very important points today that will help all of us, because guess what? We're all in this together. And I've been talking about this for years, but for my own personal health care and for my own personal well-being and happiness, everything, I really believe that the immune system is drained very heavily by stress. And even the medical community confirms that. They say that too. So energy healing can help a lot with dealing with the stress of what the challenge is. Whether it's this challenge or another challenge or whatever else is going on out there, dealing with the stress that we have going on is very important, because that supports your immune system. The immune system, when you look at it from energy healing or the meridians and, you know, natural health, we're looking at the energy pathways of how this works, and your immune system, you know, it has a bit of a governor on it that, you know, is a fight or flight. And we don't want it in a constant state of stress, because now it's busy trying to calm and put fires out constantly. Now it's getting pulled away from supporting your immune system. So right now, do whatever works for you for stress. Honestly, do that. Do all the other recommendations that feel right for you. This is a very important time to tap into your intuition and what feels right that makes you feel safe. With trauma relations, people that have been through traumas, one of the things that I've heard repeatedly that they tell you is what makes you feel safe. You need to feel safe. Do what you need to feel safe, but remember, all of our actions right now, we have to think about not just ourselves, but everyone else. And so we've been talking about this with spirituality terms and energy healing and metaphysics, where all of our actions are a ripple effect out into the universe. Saturn is a ripple effect right now. So we're going to talk about what are these energy shifts and what's going on. This is from an astrology point of view. Angels are here supporting us all the time. They're always there. It's not like they're not there. I've had a lot of questions on how do I know if they're there? How can I connect? That right there is doubting that they're even there. If you think about it, it's like, are they there or not? You're second guessing it, so to speak. And it's very common to do that when you feel overwhelmed by a lot of the world. And honestly, they will be very consistent. It will be very peaceful. It won't be chaotic. They bring in a very soothing support. And sometimes when we're so used to our life, I mean, honestly, a lot of people, and I've had it too in my past, and that's when I did have more problems and my immune system was more drained, was when I was having that going on. But honestly, if you are doubting that they're there for you, it's more the stress, because sometimes when they come in, it might not feel all that exciting. I'm not even here trying to be the most famous energy healer. I'm out here sharing what has worked for me, and I share what I learn and research. But if it's not for you, and for some people, oh, this is boring, this is a drag, well, then move on and go find what works for you. I'm not here to make sure I fix everybody. I'm here to help whoever wants what I have and what I share. End of story with that. When I learned that, that was huge. And I'm speaking to a lot of light workers and healers out there right now. Be careful, because if you're empathic, you could get very caught up in the mayhem, the panic. You could get very caught up in getting drained right along with it. And those are a lot of the questions that have come through as well. So I am addressing that right off the bat, because I'm going to show you a couple of interesting things with this energy and what's going on right now. And this is not to punish everybody. It's not like that. But when we go through challenges, what's the first thing I've said for several years now? If anybody's been with me for a long time, they hear, when you're going through the challenge, what's the first thing to do? Look for the lesson. Look for the lesson of what I could learn from this. I was like, well, what? Okay, I'm going through this again and again and again. And some people are getting downright angry because they're going through something right now. You're processing some emotions that are coming to the surface. And everybody's had to do it at one point or another. And this is a game changer we have coming in right now. So with that said, I want to go right into a couple of points with March. March is a game changer. Yes, it is. 2020 is a game changer. Yes, it is. This is a number. This is a very powerful, potent energy of change this year. And we've already had some of that. Now, just a couple of days ago, we had a Virgo super full moon. Beautiful moon. Well, I could see it anyway. If you were in a place where you could see it, awesome. But then right behind it, like very next day, we had the Mercury retrograde went direct. It stationed direct. We were in retrograde for 3 weeks. Now we're going forward. Yay. Okay. Now, for March, those are two things that have already happened. And the Virgo supermoon was really setting us up for what Saturn is really the keynote speaker of all of March. If you were at a conference and you had a keynote speaker, it would be Saturn and Saturn's energy for March. And March is it's all the way through it. I mean, Saturn actually is going to be around for a few years, and it's doing a pivotal shift. It's doing something very important right now, which is why we're feeling a heightening with it right now. Saturn is a very heavy energy. You can feel it. It just feels like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. Saturn has lessons that it brings, but it also brings gifts. And I want you to hear that. It brings lessons, but it also brings gifts. And so if you were to say, okay, Saturn is challenging all of us, and then what is Saturn about? Those are the things I'm going to share with you today. I want to make sure that everybody's hearing that. Why is Saturn so important this month and for a few years? It's leaving Capricorn. Capricorn is its home planet, if you want to think of it that way, or its home sign. That's what it's used to. And that's for the last several years. It's usually about 2.5 years that Saturn moves like that. And Saturn is the planet that it's going to put up. Here's the best part, and I want you to think about this through the whole show. If you've been feeling stuck, if you've been feeling like, oh, I can't figure it out, the last couple of years has been feeling like that for a lot of people. I noticed a lot of the questions that would come in were, I can't seem to get it moving. I can't seem to get it shifting. I'm working on this, and you just feel sometimes at wit's end. We all have. I've even felt it too. You know, we're not privy to not feeling anything because we you know, we're putting out this information to you. I'm seeing it. I'm feeling it too. I'm with you. The Capricorn is now leaving and entering Aquarius on the 21st of this month. That's a big ripple effect. And it'll be the first time in Aquarius since 1991 to 94. That's how long it's been. What was going on for you back in 1999, 94? Were you even born yet? Some of you maybe not. Yeah, think of it that way. Two, Saturn will pick different times of your life to have a pivotal a time of, this is your Saturn return. This is when you're going to be learning some big life lessons. This is when you're going to dig in and get dirty and get this thing worked out. Okay, so a lot of the population would be in that category, and I'll give you those as well during the show, those categories of age groups and things like that. And Saturn brings the lessons. So rule of thumb with this one, and this is what I'm doing. This is what I've been doing for several years now, but I've also found that it's been very beneficial, is, okay, I'm going through a challenge. What's the lesson? What is it that I need to learn from this? That's the first thing you want to ask yourself. Here's the interesting point right now. All of us are feeling a challenge. The whole world. We're in this together. What is one of the lessons that was pointed out to me when I was asking the angels for what to share with you today? We're learning how we're all connected to everything in life. We've been hearing that we are one with the universe. We are connected. All of life is connected to the web of life. If we're feeling it, we're being reminded that we're all connected to each other. We're all connected to nature. We're all connected to organisms. I know we're all connected. We're, you know, pay attention to that. So if we're all connected, then every little thing we do, it sends out a ripple effect. It sends out, oh, wait, it's not just about me, 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 me. It's not just about me. It's not just about, oh, can you tell me when I'm going to get a job? Or, and I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying, I haven't even looked at the chat, so I don't even know if any of that's over there. So please don't take anything I say personally, because I really want to keep this group oriented, because that's what we're going through right now. And that's what Saturn is bringing right now, is we're going to learn this, and we're going to go through this together, and we're going to be responsible for ourselves, which in turn is doing our contribution to the group. So what would be the responsibility? Well, okay, that would be thinking about how you take care of yourself, or if you're spreading something, for example. I mean, it's kind of obvious. The elephant's in the room, so we can't pretend it's not there, right? Yes. When it comes to coronavirus, be responsible. Be responsible. Pay attention. Don't panic. Panic is stress, and the fear isn't going to do any good. I know it's hard to say. How do you say just don't panic? I know anxiety and fear is a huge energy. I also know with energy healing, anxiety and fear is one of the lower frequencies that will keep you anchored down in a lower frequency. Even healers, even people that are light workers, everybody can feel that challenge of getting swept under the rug with this. I know that. And I always bring it back to reconnect with your life force. What is that? Your breath. You're going to hear me repeat a few things because they're so important. They're so very important because this is where we are right now. Like, okay, so if this is going on, what can I do? And I know this is affecting a lot of people across the world. But that's why we're going to talk about this with the Saturn. So I'm going to address that now, but now I'm going to spend the rest of the show sharing some of this energy and some of these things that I have discovered that will help you. And then you can sit back and you can go, well, fear's not getting me anywhere. That's just draining my immune system. I mean, that's 90% of the drain. If you are in a constant state of stress, you're worn out. You're drained. It's really hard to fight anything off if you're like that. And for the most part, most people can, as long as you are taking care of yourself. So self-care, which is something we've been talking about for several years, working with people, if you think about it, the universe has been gently guiding us here. Okay. We've been talking about self-care, and you know, we can't help if we're not helping ourselves. This is all part of that connection. Now we're going to practice living it in the physical world right now. We're going to practice what we've been learning. And I don't know if that makes sense. I hope so. And for some of you, I know this is all brand new. You take a deep breath. You always connect with your breath. You slow your breathing down. Because why? And I'll repeat this again. And you'll hear this. This might be the first time you've heard it. So bear with me if you've heard me say this before. Your breath is connected to your nervous system, which is then connected to the fight or flight response that our bodies have. That's something that's natural to protect you. When you feel that, okay, I need to calm this down. I need to get my head about myself. I need to just have a plan, you know, be responsible. Okay, what am I going to do? What can I do to just, you know, do my part here? As being aware that, you know, all of your actions may affect someone else. So be thinking about that. And you're also doing self-care. And in that self-care, you're helping others so that it's simultaneous. But the breath, if you were to slow it down, like very slow, I call it heart breath, where you just take very slow, deep breaths in at a four count and then release it on a four count. Whenever you just feel like you're getting in over your head or you just got to get it together, just stop for a moment and slow your breathing down. Because 9 times out of 10, when fight or flight kicks in, you're shallow breathing up high, shoulders are probably up here, because that's a response to protect yourself. Like, what do you do if you hear a loud noise? You know, you jump and you bring your shoulders up. Take it, bring them back down, be aware of where they are, and take the breath fully in. You may be doing this quite a few times throughout the day. We've been talking about meditation helping. Meditation is very powerful to support your immune system as well, because we're working with the energy and we're releasing and we're calming the system down. But when you do the slow breaths with your heart breath, you are immediately hitting that switch in the fight or flight that flips it over. It's okay. I'm safe. I got this. Takes you out of the fight or flight panic mode, calms the anxiety, flips it back over to a state where you can actually be productive. And you can be, okay, I'm grounded, I'm good. I can go focus now. I can go take care of things. I can do what I got to do. So it's probably going to be one of the most valuable things you could have in your toolkit. For us around in hurricane areas, we're used to having a hurricane kit. You know, we're used to being ready, but they never talk about this part, and this part's very important. This will help a lot. This is one of the valuable things that doesn't cost you any money. You're not going to run out of your own breath. And I know some people with respiratory are going, I can't take a heart breath in like that. There's always somebody that will say, I can't. Okay, I understand that. You take in what you can and you just slow it down. Slow it down to what you can do. Let's be logical about it. So I'm putting out truths the way I know them and what has helped me, because back in younger days, I felt like I was catching every cold, every whatever that went by. I caught everything. All of it happened. No more. Changed my way of life with metaphysics, energy healing, and you can do that with yourself. I mean, I know that you may not be able to get out and, you know, go see a practitioner, but you can close your eyes, slow your breath down. Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael are fantastic for stuff like this. Michael is great for the fears, and you're going to feel them come in, especially if you're believing everything but your own intuition. If you're believing everything else, and you do that, it's your intuition is going to decide what's right for you. You got to think of it that way. Raphael is the physician of heaven. He will gently nudge you to what you need to do. Okay, you need a little extra vitamin C, or you just need more sleep, or you just need to meditate more. He will tell you. And for those that are asking, well, I can't hear all the messages. They are there, and you will know. And sometimes for someone that's so used to panic and strife and chaos, it can seem quite boring when things start to calm down. So that might be a place to look. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to really focus on this information that I want to give you about Saturn. Wanted to really put that out because I know it's important right now. I know we're all going through a lot. So please stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bass, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bass' Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bass, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we have chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark, and of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship. We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Okay, guys, let's dive in. So what we're going to do, we spent that first half of the show really addressing the elephant in the room. Just hang in there, guys. Okay, just know that. So let's go work with this energy and what's going on here, because this is really what I've found to be very empowering when you're going through stuff is where's that lesson? Okay, so we're working with this. Now, when we just had the, let me just retrace really quickly so you know where we are with this. The supermoon that came in a few days ago, that was in Virgo. That one was all about shining light on what's foggy. Okay, that's what's unclear. You know, what am I not paying attention to? Big ones right there. That's what that super full moon was about. What's nagging? Well, what have I been avoiding? What have I been just pretending isn't there? What have I been pushing away? Things like that. So what have I not been paying attention to was what that super moon was about. The Virgo moon is a seeker of truth. That's what that is. We are in a seeking of truth right now. Yes. This is a really important time, actually. It's going to guide you. It's going to guide you, and you're going to still feel that super moon. That's why I'm bringing it up. It was a couple of days ago, but you're going to still feel that for another week or so out. And it's about coming to the realizations and healings and awakenings that you need to do so you can be your contributing part to the whole. Okay. So it's inner strength, inner wisdom, listening and trusting and really tapping into that. That's what that's about. So when you know you have the power to heal yourself, or you have the power to do some inner work, you have that strength coming in, you're awakening in your spiritual path, you can stand strong in the midst of what might be going on around you, you know, because you're going to have friends and loved ones that are, you know, worried about stuff. And you have to stand strong and be that anchor. You know, you don't want to take it on and, okay, they're worried, but I'm not, that kind of thing. It helps you to put out something calming and peaceful, not just for yourself, but for others. So that's the collective energy there working. So March is very bold with its energy. It's very strong energy because of Saturn, okay? And it's a transformative energy flowing. I mean, all the way through the month, actually, we're going to feel strong energy moving through the whole month. And if you feel that you need to do something for your own personal healing journey, spiritual-wise, energy-wise. And here with energy healing, think about it this way. If I have lower frequency beliefs, like afraid of everything, don't trust it. I mean, where are your beliefs? It might be time to work on, does this really work for me anymore? You know, we've been talking about things like that for a few years, but it's coming into that. Now, the March full moon came in and rolled in to prepare us. It's actually to prepare us for the start of a brand new, in astrology terms, the whole new cycle. That whole new cycle at the equinox on March 21st. Brand new cycle here. Brand new. That's all this shift. Saturn shifts with it. It's time to enter the new cycle. So that full moon, then Mercury going direct is like, okay, we held back when it was in retrograde. We're reviewing, gave you kind of, okay, let's see how I'm communicating. Now we're going to move forward and we're going to take action. This is about being accepting about where you are right now. Do you accept who you are? Do you feel like you're where you want to be? A lot of people will say no because they've been feeling that stuck or being held back. And Saturn had a lot to do with that. Saturn is a big one. Saturn's the karma, Lord of karma, you know, but it's the karmic debts being paid. I want to remind everybody, Saturn shifting from Capricorn, which was, okay, let's bring up all this karmic debt that you've been dealing with and let's wrap this thing up, graduate and move on. We talked about that last week. That's what that is. That was when it was in Capricorn. Now it's moving into Aquarius. That means it's been paid. We're done. Can we graduate already? Can we move on? We got a brand new cycle, brand new clean slate, brand new, like it's like you're emerging into a brand new everything. So for some people, that makes them nervous. It's like change and I don't understand it and I'm scared of it. That's fear of the future. I'm going to just call that one right out of the box. That is fear of the future because you don't know what to expect, which is a lot of the fear right now. We don't know what to expect, so we're afraid of it. There's a difference between fear and discernment and judgment and all that kind of thing. Discerning, I'm not here to judge anybody that feels differently from me, and I don't want you to think that. I have compassion if someone is really scared, and at the same time, I want to share, I'm not going to be scared with you. You can get upset with me if you want, but I'm not scared. I am taking action and doing what works for me that I find works for a lot of people that take this on. So what do? I calm myself down and I take some actions like, well, what should I do? I'm not saying don't be prepared. I mean, do what you got to do to be prepared. Everybody's situation is different. We're always prepared here because I live in a hurricane area. So we always have hurricane preparedness kits, you know? So for me, and I'm being honest, I'm not in a big city. I'm not in a different kind of living like that where I got to do a little bit more. Mine is, I've already got most of this pretty much set up. I've just got to, you know, it's kind of like that for me. So it's a little bit different, but I do understand it might be something else for you. Now, with the new cycle, this is about accepting the past and then letting it go. The pain, the grief, the mistakes, the triumphs, the whole story. Accept it. It was there. It's part of your past. It was there to teach you. What did I learn from all that challenge? Saturn right there. What do I learn? What do I learn from that? Then Saturn moving into Aquarius is about, okay, you're done. Move on. Go. Kind of direct like that, but I know. It's a strong planet. It's a very strong energy from that one. Sometimes we just have to accept so we can move through it. I have heard this time and time again about people that struggle with forgiveness. They go, well, I can't let it go till I do this. And I go, maybe you should do it the opposite way. Like, just let it, you know, because we're carrying it around. It's an energy. If you think about it, all these things we're talking about, this seems like such big mountains, are all energy. So when I think about something like that, like I'm having a really hard time getting past being angry at somebody or forgiving somebody or anything like that, I take a deep breath. I go, this is an energy that I'm holding, that I'm the only one feeling this. It has nothing to do with that other person. I just need to let it go. A lot of the things that you're going to be finding that come up for you right now are what you need to let go of. Yours might be different from a family member or a neighbor or a friend or a coworker. Or, you know, things like that. Yours is yours. So it's kind of like you have to claim it to let it go. Because it's like, I don't want it. So remember, the Virgo full moon was thinking, what am I not paying attention to? What am I avoiding dealing with here? We have to accept sometimes that is what it is. Just accepting where you've been and what you've been through and not being hard on yourself. This is a self-love thing. It's like, you know what? I have been through some tough stuff. That's the karmic, you know, that's the things that I had to learn. I had to work out. I'm going to accept that. I'm going to accept all that's happened to me. I'm accepting where I am right now in my life. Acceptance is a big one here with some of the lessons that are coming in March. And remember, this is a spiritual month too. It had a numerology number 7, and Neptune is playing a little part here. And Neptune's the planet of spirituality. So here we have all this physical stuff going on in our world, and then we have this spirituality inner part coming. They need to work hand in hand in harmony. And that we are feeling that. We're feeling like, if you feel helpless, you're not helpless on the inside. You're not helpless with your soul and your spirituality. Your soul is not afraid of any of this stuff. Your soul is where you want to tap into. You do. Your thoughts are very, very positively powerful when you go there. Your thoughts are very, very powerful. So if they're going in a direction that you don't want, it's, you know, sometimes you just have to change direction and get yourself off that topic. Do something that takes your mind off of it. There's nothing wrong with that. That helps. Take your mind off of it. Do something. You know, like, okay, let me just go watch a funny movie, or let me go read my favorite book, or let me go clean the house or something. You know, whatever it is you do. I know that. Sorry about that. Everybody's cleaning everything right now, right? I know. Sorry about that. I just brought you back to it, didn't I? So, yeah, we're not pretending it's not there. I know. Energy will be heightened with your intuition. So in order to hear your intuition, you want to pull yourself up and out of the panic part, the fight or flight. So if it's like, okay, I'm putting out where I want to feel safe. I want to just be okay. And what can I do? And then if you're feeling this stress and anxiety, remember, go back to your breath. Go back to your breath, because your intuition will be heightened with Neptune playing a part here. But you got to be able to hear it. You got to be able to hear it past all of the panic and the crazy that's going on with the scattered energy. We're not grounded and we're scattered all over the place, and we can't focus and tune in when we're in that other panic mode. So what you do is you take your breath and slow it down. It is automatic with that breath. You're like, well, how does that work? And it just automatically flips it over. Like I said, it's connected to your nervous system. Your nervous system is wired this way. It has to do it. That's the beautiful part. We have everything we need at all times with us, and it doesn't cost anything. But you don't use it. You don't really take it seriously sometimes. You don't realize it's that important and that powerful for you. But here's the thing. All you've got to do is go there. Because as soon as you start breathing slower, it forces that nervous system to flip the switch, calm things down, go out of that fight or flight mode. It does. It has to. It's the way it's wired. It's like hitting the on and off switch for a light. It's either on or off. It's kind of how it's wired in the nervous system. So you have a very, very powerful tool. I'm re-emphasizing that because it's going to be one of your best tools ever going through some of this stuff. Especially if someone else's energy is affecting your energy. Remember, shield up. Nothing wrong with putting a shield up so you can stay within. Remember, in energy healing, we shield up, protective shields. I know, energy-wise, so we're not absorbing other people's stuff that they got going on. And that way you're staying inside with yours. Okay, that will help a lot. We're really feeling this connected thing, I know. Now, what else is going on here? So let me go down. I want to get right into it. So remember, the full moon that we just had a few days ago is preparing us for the new chapter, is preparing us for an awakening of illumination, self-acceptance, healing, big stuff. Okay, now let's talk about Saturn a little bit, because I got to go quick so I make sure I got time. Now, Saturn, like I said, it's been traveling through Capricorn since 2017, December 20th of 2017. And now it's going to, and it's been in Capricorn all the way up until March 21st of 2020. See, that's how long it stays in that. Think back in 2017. Did you have anything going on then? Remember, it hasn't been in this since 1991, but look at where you've been. Where were you in 2017? What was going on 2017, 2018? You have a lot going on then? I know. It's like, what was going on? You know, take some time later or whenever you can to think about that, because that might give you a good clue. Now, like I said, it's going into Aquarius, and it'll stay in Aquarius until March 7 of 2023. So it'll be there for a few years. We'll be in that one for a few years. Saturn returns. I told you about Saturn returns. They hit at certain times of life. Okay. This is in astrology, if you had charts done or something like that. But if you were, let's say, if you were, age 27 to 30, 57 to 60, 87 to 90, between 2017 and 2020, you would have been having your solar return. so you can look to see what your solar return was about, or your Saturn return, sorry. Your Saturn return would have been that age group. Now, if you're falling in those brackets between 2020 and 2023, which is the one we're in right now with Aquarius, then you'll be having that Saturn return in Aquarius. So some of us had it in Capricorn. Some of us are going to have it in Aquarius. That would be more to your personal chart. Okay. That would be more to your personal chart. Remember, Saturn is the Lord of Karma. It's one of the more challenging planets. It's about growth, big lessons, but it also brings gifts. Don't forget that. It's going to guide you to take responsibility. And it will do that in some interesting ways. I mean, it's a monumental shift when it goes to a new sign. It's really big. We feel it. We're feeling it right now. It takes a long time to go through and stay in that particular planet. But we're going to be walking through the lessons of our karmic cycle. So what you have for you. So you'll figure them out. You're not going to know all of them right this minute. It's going to take a couple of months to just let this thing unpack and show what it's going to show us. But this is all about a brand new cycle, remember. Now, it brings, you know, you might see something repetitive, a string of events in your life. You might feel that one builds on the other, you know, but this is where the lessons, you learn the lessons to receive the gifts. That's how Saturn works. So with everything that we have with challenges, what's the lesson for you that you need to learn from this to receive the gift? You're going to be the one that finds that out. You're going to be the one that knows that. So Saturn has a tendency, if we're resisting and ignoring this, Saturn's known, and I'm just talking astrology here. This is where I found it interesting. If we've been talking for years about, you know, this needs to change or that needs to change, and we're not listening to it. And let's think about how that might be for your own life. If you're putting your lessons together, Saturn will put an obstacle or a gift in your path to help you along. So if the obstacle's there, I go, oh, wait, I missed something. I missed something. What do I need to go back and do? The sooner I do that, the easier the lesson. And I've asked the angels, and that's what they've said. You know, let's look for the lesson sooner than later. Apply yourself and actually be willing to listen and open up to see things from a different perspective. Saturn will be teaching us because it's a heavy energy. You might have been feeling restricted or held back in some areas, but it is a planet of boundaries and blocks. But those blocks, and here's the part that I felt really intrigued by. This block can sometimes help us figure out, you know, we say, well, if it's a block, I'm not supposed to go that way. What if this is a block in something that is so important to you right now? And now it's like everything I do, and this is what I truly, truly want. And you've been working on it for years, things like that. Saturn will throw some curveballs at you a little bit just to see how much you really do want it. Do you want it, or do you just want, oh, this is a cool niche to do. Let me just do this for a bit. It's gonna weed out who's serious and who's not. Do you really, really want to do what you're doing that you feel the block in? Or is it time to change directions? Saturn will throw some things at you to see what you really, truly want. So the truth will come through this. The truth sets you free. This new cycle is really good for all of us because it is going to show kind of like a tough teacher, but really show you where you truly want to be. Where do I want to be? Do I really want to be doing this? Why do I keep doing this? And I mean, is it like, no matter what, I'm still going to just keep going this way. Then the gift will happen. The gift will come through. But if it's, yeah, I don't really want to do it that much. I just do it because I think I'm supposed to. Maybe it's time to shift. That Saturn will build the walls up, will put the blocks up to help you figure out what you really want to fight for, what you really want to do. You hear me? Please do. Please do. Gosh, good thing we have archives because you might want to go back and listen to some of this. So If it feels like you're being forced to stay in one spot, or you feel like you don't know if you tried something and it didn't work, you're going, well, I don't know. Was that what I was supposed to do? Maybe, maybe not. That doesn't mean it was wrong to try. There was things that you learned from it. Some people take that very hard and self-criticizing, like, wait, I don't know if I understood that right. That's not the case at all. You were supposed to experience some things from that, but it might be that you need to shift. This energy right here, over this rest of the year, Saturn will play a part for a couple of years, but Saturn will be unfolding, kind of taking us through some things to clarify that for the year. This is a big transformative year. Remember, we are all going through big changes. I mean, I'm looking at things that I need to change. What do I need to do different? But if sometimes people that will tell me, they go, I just feel like I'm stuck and I'm not going anywhere and I just keep doing this. Saturn will sometimes force us to stay in one spot, dig deeper, to figure it out and uncover truths or unknowns that we were just missing by rushing through. It really helps you to find the truths that are deeper, way deeply buried, to help propel you forward. So those are very important lessons. This one is it's kind of like going through very serious lessons, yes, but the timing is perfect, actually. The timing for Saturn to go into Aquarius right now to help the blocks come down. See, that's all Saturn and Capricorn and all that. Now it's going into Aquarius. It's going to be shifting. So if it hasn't felt like it's been shifting for you for a while, I think you might be pleasantly surprised to see what shifts as you're moving through the rest of this year. So please be patient with that, because the blocks will start to come down after we go, and it will keep the block up there. Actually, this is what I've learned. It will keep the block there until you take it seriously enough to slow down and actually tune in and listen. I could tell you all day long, yeah, you're fine. You're going to go this way or that way. But I feel that everybody needs to actually learn this, because this is important to know that you have your own intuition and that you can tap in and hear that. It's there. It's waiting for you to know. Freedom comes from the block going away, but freedom follows after we stop and we learn the lesson. The freedom is the gift. The lesson needs to be learned. The walls come down after that. The walls will come down. But that's part of the Aquarius with Saturn. Walls coming down, better, clearer, you know, new pathways waiting for us. So for those that are so anxious and maybe have felt held back for the last couple of years, please hang in there, because this year is still unfolding and it's literally shifting this month for all of this to start to open up and show you some direction. So it may take you some time to find it. I mean, be patient with it. It may be that you may not know for sure till December, till the end of the year. I'm just putting it out there. This is an instant gratification for sure, by any means, for any of us. There's things that I've been trying to work out for a couple of years too. And I'm thinking, well, okay. And I see, and I've been feeling different about some stuff too. I've been feeling like, no, there's things that I want to do different. There's things that I want to shift. And I don't know what they all are yet, but it will really start to unfold. So if you've been feeling like that, please know this is a time of learning, really taking that passionate approach and that intention to just, okay, what's been repetitive for me? What's been holding me back? What have I been not listening to? But if you find you're asking the same questions over and over and over again, and the answers aren't changing, then you haven't applied the lesson. And we're talking about it this way. And this isn't to fuss. This isn't to say anybody's doing anything wrong. Saturn is in this future moving forward. Saturn being in this alignment is more about moving. Where are we headed? Where are we going to navigate? What are we going to do in a brand new, different world? That's what we're going through right now. We are really, and to go into a higher frequency 5D living environment, if you want to say, we really do have to have an understanding of how we're all connected to one another and how all of our actions are not just about us, but they affect the whole. So that looks like a global lesson to me right now, is the way I'm looking at it, and, you know, with everything going on. So I'm going, you know, yeah, I mean, that's something that in spirituality and spirituality awakening, we realize and we connect with. And it's not just connected to one another. We're connected to all of it, all of life. We're connected to the other dimensions and the other realms, the spiritual, the angelics, all of it. If you want to be, if you want to be. So Saturn being in Aquarius is going to bring our attention to community, living situations, you know, all of it, working together, working together. Find that very interesting, because we're also in a month that's a number two, a lot of two the year is a lot of two energy, and you add it up and it's a four, and that's all of a balance. It's everything. So guys, I know you have a lot of questions. If you are in Angel Retreat, please put them out there and I will get to them. And I'm getting to a lot of the questions and group responses today, because I wanted to put some really important stuff out that was for all of us. So please know, we have a very unique opportunity here to really shift and catapult it very positively. I'm doing everything I can to give you what you need here, but I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people not worried about all of this. We're living 5D. In 5D, there is no fear. I'm choosing 5D living. If you feel the fear, choose to live 5D. It's like, I don't want to be afraid of that anymore. I don't want to focus on that anymore. With that, I have to run. We are almost out of time. Oh my goodness. Goes fast. But please know, guys, I'm with you in this. We're all together in this. I want to thank everyone for listening, for tuning in, for sharing your thoughts. I'm going to go back and catch up. I know we haven't gotten to individual questions today, but I was trying to answer everything in group, because a lot of the questions are overlapping and they're the same question. So if anything I've said applies to you, then please, you're part of that, because we're all in this together. So a lot of things were coming into it, because if I was to answer everything individually, I wouldn't have had time to put all of the information out that would help all of us, especially today. So they're a little bit different, but a lot of the questions were overlapping. I had a lot of questions about the fear of everything going on. I had a lot of questions about, how do I know if my angels are there? They're there. That tuning in, that being willing to listen for the perspective and learn the lesson. I noticed that it's easier to hear also when we're willing to learn something, and how can we better ourselves with this challenge? Like, what could I do? How could I respond different? How could I improve the way I communicate? How could I just do things better and learn something from this? It also calms things down. It gives you direction, and you're empowered when you see that. Then the gifts flow in. Remember, there's freedom coming. This year is huge for learning how to live in a new way. That includes putting away the fear. We don't have time for fear in a higher frequency. You'll feel it weigh you down more than ever. And that's probably what some of you are feeling. Not assuming, but it wouldn't surprise me. I used to be in a place like that where it was really rough. And once I started to learn that, once I really started to apply it, everything shifted. So I'm sharing what has worked for me. I've never been healthier for that reason too. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but when I compare back to where I was, I would not change anything that I've learned and done and applied. That's my take on it. That's what I've learned. I'm just sharing what I've experienced and learned. I want everyone to know I'm sending much love. I'm keeping you in a state of sending out energy healing. I'm doing it every day. I'm sending it out to everyone. So please know. And if you feel that surge of just wanting to smile, then you grabbed it at us. It was coming by you. So grab it and have some gratitude. Have some gratitude that we're headed for a better place. So thanks so much for listening, guys. I'm out of time. Gotta go. Love you, and we'll see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.